It's music time in Africa.
Hello, everybody. Ayoka. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell from Washington, and this is the Voice of America. Today's show presents a marvelous mix of Pan-African music with a more feminine touch than usual. The majority of today's lineup is female singers from South Africa to Guinea to Jamaica. And the fan mail, find out what people are saying about marriage. Should it be based on love or tradition? Stay tuned all hour long for great music, conversation, and company, starting right now. We begin in Guinea with The Punch by Masire Sila. Here's Diabana. This is Heather on Music Time in Africa. That was Diabana by Masire Sila from her 2000 album Maya Irafama.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Stay locked in with Heather right here on Music Time in Africa.
From the feminine side of Manding Afropop to alternative drum and bass, this next tune is by South African singer Nomsa Mazwai. How many of you get butterflies?
Every time you utter a word, they flutter inside me, and still you don't see.
Sometimes men can be so blind. That was Mazwai from her 2012 award-winning Best African Alternative Music Album, Nomisupa. In a 2014 interview for the online journal Daily Dispatch, Mazwai says that being a woman in South Africa today means being responsible with your power. Ladies, what do you think about that? What does being a woman in Africa mean to you? Tell me about it. Music Time in Africa.
Get connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter at Music Time Africa, email at musictimeafrica@voanews.com, or on her blog spot at voanews.com/African Music Treasures.
Hey, hey, it's me, Heather, on the mic. Let's pick up the pace now with WizKid from his 2014 album, Ayo. Here's Caro, Bad Girl.
Necessary, caro, 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 ca the band. Caro to make me want the case. But I'm still looking for Caro.
Can't get enough of that Nija. This is Heather, and we've just been bouncing to WizKid. Now I'm going to switch up the groove and move to Morocco. This is Bruxagreb by Tiu Tiu, featuring pop singer Saad and rapper Redouane La Deglingue. The song is about living between two cultures, Moroccan and Belgium, hence the title Bruxa for Brussels and Greb for Maghreb. It details the differences in cuisine, clothing, faith, but all cultures, they say, despite the details of daily life, have the common link of music. Woo!
Pour les frangines, ça très droit pour Bruxelles, Greb, Dr. Tiu bolide et les quads. Ça va être la haine à le bordel dans les soirs. T'inquiète poulet, j'ai quoi payer tes amants. J'te fais le virement autour d'un thé à la menthe. C'est mariage à l'ancienne, pas de mixité. À la vue du tagine, tout le monde est excité. Les mamans perdent la paire de leur fils. Mais hamdoulaye, ils sont éloignés du vice.
قوموا قوموا تمدحوا لله يا العاشقين برسول الله هذه ساعة من ساعات الله نحضر فيها برسول الله
That was Tiu Tiu, Little Devil, with his 2014 single, Bruxagreb.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
VOA.
This is Heather and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa. Hi there. How about some Kwaito with a twist of Maskanda? Here's South African hitmaker DJ Cleo featuring the fabulous Phuze Kimesi.
Say rock, say rock, but I'll try to change. chapela foka majazana bathwe hlaba ngaphela ukuze chemise khona phansi emkhomathe ngakho ufule ngubuza buza umakhwakade oh ngihlaba ngiphezulu kwesika DJ Cleo majazana kuphuka DJ Cleo kuphuka mfana kithi babe ngapha singapha bayeke basilandele DJ Cleo boze basho ukuthi sishongana
Nas logos pila glomsa, beste, uhamba kuluma ngathi kuluma mbanga, exe, labona imbizo khona thina siya rock amaunga, believe mamela lengoma lesifu sizokujoba, bethu, babuphuze chemistry khona thaleni, angena ndaba nezanga phandle le mix sesedladleni, sibashiye bafinde basale babuza ngengoma zokukhulu unyaka, ngoba vele lapho esamba khona siya rocka.
Hello, everybody. You're with Heather inside Music Time in Africa. That was DJ Cleo featuring Puze Kimesi with Mbizo Rocker. John 9 is a Jamaican dub artist you're going to love. She came out with her debut album, New Name, in 2013. Some are calling her the leading female neo-roots reggae artist. Here's Avocado, a song she says she wrote at the breakfast table.
Juvie name Orlando. Him have a platter land upper west over so. He know me love my belly cause I just summer grow. And my favorite thing him bring for me is avocado. Avocado, my love the avocado. Avocado, my love the avocado. Avocado, my love the avocado. Avocado, my love the. And when the pear not in the season, still him know when my want. Steam up with the shell and pan the open fire. And everything me need, you know my king deliver. To heighten my affection with the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the.
Can I be in town, my bike for bring the good love to me? Him used to be a soldier, so him built properly. But treat my little body with the right remedy. Right remedy, him have the right remedy. Right remedy, him have the right remedy. Right remedy, him have the right
Sharing passion, no girl around can intervene, cause she no know what I want. This perfect specimen of him, me humble lion, me mama humble lion, humble lion, me mama humble lion, humble lion, me mama humble lion, humble lion. No man now violate from him, they pan the scene. The only tenderness him have reserved with the queen. If you catch a glimpse of him, you know what I mean. Nearly 7 foot of muscle and a size 14. Size 14, him of the size 14. Size 14, him of the size 14. Size 14, him of the size 14. Size 14. So as you can imagine, I need nothing more. My belly and my body and my heart, well, sure, say him alone, I get the heat. Unleash the cure. Everything is copacetic and with future secure. Future secure. Yes, with future secure. Future secure. Yes, with future secure. And when the youth them time for forward and we watch them a grow. Brilliant and beautiful and black like a yo. You teach them and inspire them with things them fi know. Like how you catch a princess with the avocado. Avocado, me love 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 the avocado. Me love the avocado.
Hey there, it's Heather, and you just heard Avocado by Janine. She says she wrote that song at the breakfast table. She literally tasted an avocado, she said, the first one of the season, and was inspired to write the song.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
A special fan mail report with Gwen is coming up. It highlights your answers to the question, should marriage be based on love or tradition? But first, let's move to Mali and enjoy this beautiful song, Donsolu, by BKO Quintet, featuring English singer Pierce Faccini.
Open arms and understand. the red earth my hand. I hear whispers in my dreams. In the skies and mountain streams. Am I the hunter or am I the prey? Are you my king and I your prey? Am I the hunter or am I the prey? Are you my king and I your prey?
Majestic! You're with Heather, and that was BKO Quintet. The song comes off Bamako Today, their new debut release, March 10th, 2015.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. Once again, that's blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists, and discover new ones, too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or just a shout-out. Artists, send in your music and videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com.
Yes, please, keep your letters and messages coming, everybody. Okay, let's dip into fan mail. Hi, Gwen. It's good to see you back in the studio this week.
Hi, Heather. It's great to be here.
So, what's new in our MTIA social media?
Well, I still have several Facebook messages from last week that we didn't have time to read, you know, about the question of marriage.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, for those of you who didn't tune in last week, here's the deal. A few weeks ago, I posted a question on my Music Time in Africa page. Gwen, do you have that question?
I sure do. On March 2nd, you posted the following message. A song I featured on the show last week sang about the injustice of marriage traditions in Mali that forbid nobles from marrying non-nobles. What do you think? Should marriage be based on love or tradition?
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Gwen, I think we should play them a bit of the song, you know, just to get us in the mood.
Sure, that's a great idea.
Here it is. This is Furu, which means marriage in Bambara, by Diami Sako and Penzi. Okay,
so that's a bit of the song.
Heather, I like it.
Yeah, yeah, me too. It's really sweet, and the message is about marriage and the desire for these young artists to choose their own spouses based on love, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I want to know how you, Music Time in Africa fans, feel about this, because you're all from everywhere in Africa, not just Mali. I want you to express yourselves and get to know each other.
Okay, well, we have a mixed bag of responses again, just like last week.
Okay, well, let's hear.
All right. From Tor Dongo Town, Benue State, Nigeria, Terfa Gundu says, marriage should be based on love. Tradition has nowhere to stay in this present generation and should be put aside.
Hmm.
Abdoulaye Amadou Mustafa Niare from Bamako,
Mali.
That's right. From Bamako, Mali says, I think today's marriage is up to the area we live in.
Oh, okay. I think he's staying neutral here.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Tukuz Anamela Mututwa from Lusaka, Zambia says,
it should be based on love.
All right. Mm-hmm. And, okay, look, Gwen from Nigeria, it's Deol Daze again.
It sure is. He says, tradition, no. Love, yes, 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 and nothing else.
Wow.
Kudukwashe Ziwoni, marriage should be based on love, not tradition. Marriage without love is meaningless.
Mm. And Tunji Adetola from Nigeria, he writes, both, please.
Madi Jata
Keita Mansare.
From Mali or Guinea, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe. I'm not sure, but he says, love.
Oh. Hicham Benalla from Morocco. He says, marriage should be based on love and some other factors, but not traditions.
And the last one from Los Angeles, California.
Oh.
Nigerian-born Aminu Muhammad says, we are in the modern world, so now marriage should be based on love. Don't think about nobles or non-nobles. That was before, okay? Nowadays, it's love that balances the equation. If there is true love in between, then everything is perfect.
Oh, hmm. And that's it.
Yep, that's it. That's all we have, but I'm sure you'd welcome more thoughts on the subject if others still want to add their two cents, right, Heather?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. People, just get on my Music Time in Africa Facebook page or the group page and post your responses.
Well, Heather, that was fun.
It was fun,
yeah.
Gwen. And it's great to get to know our fans, you know, and for them to know each other.
Yeah, it sure is.
Mm-hmm. Well, stay tuned for more questions in the upcoming weeks. And in the meantime, stay tuned right here, right now, for the rest of the show.
Yes, and Heather, turn up that song about marriage again.
You got it, Gwen. Well, you know, it's always good to reconnect to our roots from time to time. This next song from Togo takes us back to the days when Julie Akofa Akusa reigned as Togo's diva of song. Here's Mabule, track 4, from a cassette entitled Petit Poisson Rouge, released in Togo.
Mabule, 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 Asogolipoto. Mabule, Mabule bi koyoso, Mabule mayabi, Mabule mayabi, Mabule mayabi, Mabule bi koyoso, Mabule, Mabule bi koyoso. Thank you.
Oh, I hope you liked that, everybody. This is Heather, and we just heard Julie Akofa Akusa, a Togolese music icon. Now, Julie was only 16 when she began her professional career in 1966. She represented Togo at the first World Festival of Negro Arts in Dakar, Senegal. She flourished for 5 decades as a respected singer, songwriter, and presenter on radio and television until her death in 2007.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music.
Next up, a live recording of a Nigerian highlife song by Ogbogu Okonji, a.k.a. The Message Man. Okonji is from Ibusa, Delta State, Nigeria, and he's famous for singing social messages concerning all aspects of community life, good and bad, in his native Anioma society. This song is entitled Adana Egbu Azu. Hope I pronounced that right. That's Igbo, meaning Ada, firstborn female in a family, made a big catch. It was released as a 31-minute single in 2013. Now, in a previous show, I played the first part of the song. So now, let's enjoy the last part.
Antonio, I want to go down. Yeah, Everybody, Heather here. That was a live recording of contemporary true Igbo high life, Ogbogu Okonji. Dudu Mangana is an Afro jazz singer from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. From her 2013 album Nangiwe, or I've Been Embraced, here's Huteni. What happened, my friends? She sings. Why are you doing this to me?
Go bali na lingenza jena gae.
gorgeous. Hi, everybody. It's me, Heather. And you just heard Huteni by Dudu Mangana. Next, I've got a brand new song by Kwame, followed by a smoking Ethiopian tune for you before signing off this week. So stick with me right till the end. Music time in Africa.
Get connected to Heather. It's easy. On Facebook, just search Music Time in Africa. Her Twitter handle is @MusicTimeAfrica. And her email address, musictimeafrica@voanews.com. You can also reach Heather at her blog. Just Google Music Time in Africa blog.
Okay, now to introduce this next song from Kenya is Waithaka, a Washington-based DJ who I just happen to have on the phone right now. Hey, Waithaka, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Heather. How you doing?
Good. It's been a long time.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yeah.
But you have some news now. You're the producer of a new single by Kwame.
Yes.
When did that come out?
It came out January 30th.
Okay, so it's a brand new single.
It's a brand new single.
I love it. It's called Malkia, which means...
Malkia actually means queen in Swahili.
Okay.
Yes, and it's not to be confused with Malaika, which means angel.
Okay,
yes.
Well, let's give it a listen.
Okay.
Wow, I really love this song, Waithaka. It's super tight. How'd you put all this together?
Actually, what happened is I was supposed to create a different track for another song that he had, and I didn't like the idea, so I ended up using it for Malkia and just started experimenting with different types of rhythms, you know, from... And if you listen to the song, it actually has an Ethiopian kind of like Amharic music rhythm too.
Yes, I thought I heard that as well.
Yes. I didn't realize it sounded that until later, and some of my Ethiopian friends listened to it, and they're like, oh, wow, this sounds like our music. So I was quite happy when they mentioned that.
Yeah, so you think our Ethiopian listeners are going to like this one too, huh?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Kwame's new single is on iTunes. Just search for Kwame Malkia.
Okay.
And also you can go to SoundCloud, Waithaka ENT, Kwame KE, and Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Heather here. As promised, I'm going to wrap up this week in Ethiopia.
Here's the 2011 dub Colossus tune, Kuraginya. It's sung by Sentayehu Mimi Zenebe. That was Kuraginya by Dub Colossus. It's time to say goodbye, everybody. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Join me again next week on Friday at 0900 and Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 1500, 2000, and 2200 UTC. I'm Heather Maxwell for VOA Africa, and this is Music Time in Africa.